For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Tim, Instagram has been playing silly buggers with their new feature, and it's called the reshare button.
They've got a new feature, huh?
Well, you would have seen it. It's basically a little button on the side of the screen, and it's giving you the option to share your videos you really like to all your followers in the feed. So kind of like if you were to post, it would show up, but it's just a random video.
Right.
So sometimes when you're scrolling through there now, you might see a random video of something you like. From your For You page or something.
Oh, right.
But it's just in your feed.
In my feed, okay. I haven't seen that yet, but maybe I haven't been on my phone since it's been updated. Have you noticed it on your phone?
Yeah, I certainly have. And sometimes you'll just be scrolling through and you'll say, oh, where'd that video come from? And then it will say, oh, Steph reshared this.
Oh, weird. So it's kind of like retweeting for people that were ever about Twitter or sure. I mean, do we need that?
It's a bit of fun. Why not? But the problem with this, Tim, is that the button itself is really close to where you naturally scroll.
Ooh.
So you kind of can press the reshare button without even realizing. Now, there's also a little part on your Instagram profile where you can see all the videos you've reshared.
Yeah, like I guess if you go and like, say, if I went on your profile now, I could be like, all right, this is Davo's grid. This is all the reels that you've done. This is all the photos you've been tagged in. So you're saying there's another section. It's things that Davo's reshared.
Yep. And I spotted this the other day, and Tim, I'm mortified.
Oh, no.
I've been accidentally resharing some of quite possibly the most mortifying videos you ever could imagine.
I'm a bit worried about my phone all of a sudden.
Yeah, you should be. Definitely check it out.
Okay. All right. Oh, there is a section.
Anything?
It's just Guy Sebastian standing on stage.
So perfect.
I've accidentally done something there. Do you feel comfortable talking about what you've reshared, or is it a no-no talky zone?
No. I'm bringing this to the table because I've committed my life to being on radio and embarrassing myself for entertainment.
Right. Well, hey, this is the point where you can turn it into, I guess, joy for someone else. Not you, for someone else.
Well, look, if we take a look over here, this is one of them I reshared.
All right, let's have a listen.
You can love someone but not be good for them. And someone can love you, but not be right for you, because they don't have the other emotional skills that make love stay.
No. People are thinking, I have seen that video and thought, this is so good. Damn. I want my followers to also see this video.
Yeah,
off really brand.
Nice. Yeah, a little bit off brand.
What about this one?
You can't break a person who's not afraid to eat alone, who's not afraid to be rejected, who's not afraid to lose friends in the process. Because that person, they've already faced the silence. They've already sat with loneliness. They've already learned how to clap for themselves.
I've already learned how to clap for myself.
A lot of motivational, like, little clips here.
They're just in, I don't know where they've come from. I hadn't even seen some of these videos. I'm not even kidding. It's not even that I've liked them. I've just reshared them.
Accidentally.
I must say, though, this one was the most embarrassing.
Things guys do when they like you that make no sense. Don't worry, I'll explain why they do it. One, he tells you he likes you, but then suddenly pulls away. That distance usually isn't because he changed his mind. Most of the time it's fear. He's scared of getting hurt or rejected.
Yeah, he's very scared.
That has gone out to all of my followers.
So people have been like,
saying Davo has reshared this.
that's bad. I can't even, I'm trying to spin. But I've got nothing for
you. Well, look, this is a PSA to all our Instagram users out there. That reshare button is very close to where you're scrolling. Be so careful.
Can we bring that ban from social media from 16 up to 40?
And please.
We just don't let us on it. Just don't let us.
Tim and Davo.
I want to talk about, kids' sleep support item.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally you would say, what do you mean item? Wouldn't it just be like a blanket or a teddy bear? That's not the case, apparently, these days. Now, I've got a son. His name's Jack. He's 2 and a bit. He's got 2 or 3 teddies that he has in his bed with him, and that's his support item,
Very cute.
My wife sent me this thing on Instagram. I think it's got to be fake, but it looks way too convincing to be not real.
Okay.
Someone started sharing online all of their kids' support sleep items, and it all started with this video, Davin. I'm going to show you. What are you seeing on my phone right there? What are you seeing? What's this kid going to sleep in?
He has a full, motocross helmet on.
Yeah. So this family, I looked into this. This family, every night when their son goes to bed, he has to wear his support motocross helmet. And then they sneak in and take it off. And he kind of goes, okay, yeah, I can go to sleep.
Oh,
that's crazy.
But also terrifying for the parents. Like, you'd be so stressed.
Well, that's the thing. I'm looking at it. I go, that can't be real. That can't be right. That seemed like, I'm no parenting expert, but and it's not in the books specifically of don't let your child go to sleep with a motocross helmet on. But I feel like that should be chapter. There should be a chapter on that.
But obviously that is this kid's favorite item. He loves it so much and he wants it around him all the time.
Yeah, and we're weak as parents, you know. Like sometimes you go, I'm not going to be that kind of parent. You know, absolutely that's not going to fly. And then you see them or you hear them upset and you go, you know what? You can wear jeans to bed. That's absolutely, totally fine. Not pajamas for you. We'll put jeans over your pajamas and then we'll put you in a sleeping bag. There you go.
So I have a lot of friends that have babies, and my friend Alana, her son Alfie, he will sleep with all of his favorite toys, which often are trains, etc.
Not stuffed.
But one time he was spotted and he'd gone to bed with his sunglasses and sunscreen in hand.
Just holding it in his arm in a nice little safe look.
Ready to go on a little beach trip.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you never know when you need to be sun smart. Well, you need to be sun smart all the time. So he's just ready and raring to go. Thought we could do on 5223295. What was or is your kid's sleep support item? Like, what are they going to sleep with? Is it something that you just go, yeah, we don't know how he got? Because I've been going through some of the messages on this Instagram post. And I cannot wait to read them to you up next.
Brilliant.
My daughter has an emotional support Chinese menu that they just really got into. Really got into it. My toddler cried because I wouldn't let her take a raw potato to bed. She was screaming, my tato, my tato.
Let her take it to bed.
Yeah. So, and then this is one that I think we've almost had this happen. My son doesn't sleep without two cooking spatulas.
Yeah. There's some interesting items. I mean, like I told you, my friend, her son Alfie goes to sleep with sunscreen and sunglasses just to be sure he's ready for the beach.
Super sun smart.
Could be on there in his dreams, you know, holiday.
If anything, he's missing his floppy hat and a long shirt. Yeah. You know, he's not even fully sun smart. I think he's going to be embarrassed to find that out. But we wanted to hit the phones with it, 5223295. What's your kid falling to sleep with, or what did they used to when they were younger? Stacey from Cario's giving us a call. Stacey, what have you got for us?
So my 10-year-old went to his hunger. It started with one single teddy that used to be mine when I was little. It has now grown to her humidifier, her music that plays on her tablet that has to sit between a pillow that is between her against her bed rest and another pillow that then she sleeps on top of. In addition to her nightlight, another four pillows and about six or seven soft toys.
Okay, so there's a bit going on there. Has it all just added one by one, or did it start, no, I need all these things, Mum?
It sort of started with like two or three teddies getting added in every night until the point where my husband and I sort of went, there's literally no room for you in the bed, and started pulling it back. And when we did that, she started adding in the pillows, and then everything else started adding up over time.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot going around her. I feel like that would be such a distraction trying to sleep. Even though all of this stuff is trying to help her sleep, it seems like it's actually making things worse.
I think so too, but she seems to sleep great. And anything that makes her sleep is a win.
Stacey, it's a lot for you to remember to make sure you get right in the lead up to bedtime. You go, oh, I've got to get, okay, the pillow's got to be there and the tablet's got to be in the middle. Like, that's, is that, have you ever forgotten?
Thankfully, because she's 10, she remembers a lot of it herself, but it's a nightmare when she goes for a sleepover.
It sounds like more trouble than the Mariah Carey's green room. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Stacey, all right. Well, we assume you've got a trailer to cart everything when you go for a sleepover, so that must be handy, right?
Yeah, I'll borrow it off my sister.
All right, there we go. Well, Stacey, that's a lot, if I'm being honest.
Overwhelming.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Had an interesting experience over the weekend. On Saturday, I made my way into the Big Smoke.
Mate, you were a busy little bee this weekend. You were out and about. Yeah, you were fearing the train ride because it wasn't just going to the city. It was going into the city to go out of the city, right?
Mm-hmm. I was heading to Flemington Race Course. Not for the races, no. But for DJ Fisher, who was playing on after.
At a very appropriate DJ time of 6:30 before the sun had set.
Well, the thing is the race is finished. They've got to get on with the entertainment. Yeah. People will leave otherwise. 100%. And it's a way to keep them there, obviously.
It looked like you had a ball from what I saw on your socials.
I did have a great time. It was quite funny getting into Flemington Racecourse while everyone else was leaving. So they're like, oh, yeah. You've missed the race. I'm like, I know. I'm not here for it.
I'm horses, darling.
And I think
I'm here for the fish.
I think I was the only person.
Going fishing. Please leave me alone.
But what happened before all of that, when I was at Southern Cross Station, I had decided that I was going to treat myself to some Red Rooster.
Oh, fun. You know, you're in the big city. You know, the Red Rooster on the Trove's just shut down. Bro, so.
It was convenient and I was hungry. So I got myself a little snack wrap from there and nice. I took it down to the platform because I was in a bit of a rush to get on the train to get to fish.
Okay.
And as I was standing by the platform, I was eating my wrap and the only way I can describe what happened is I was bullied.
Oh.
By an animal.
Oh, right. Is that cockatoo out and about again?
It wasn't a cockatoo.
Oh, no.
It was a seagull.
Oh, mate.
And this seagull harassed me. For this rap. And I'm not just talking about, oh, it came up to me close. Like, this thing was aggressive. It literally flew near my face before flying to the ground and getting all my lettuce. Now, not only this became a spectacle.
Oh, no, you're the girl that's fighting a seagull at the train station.
Yeah, but this seagull said, oi, fellas, this chick's got a rap and I reckon we can get it from her.
Get it from her, yeah.
Get over
she
here.
Seems weak.
I had 5 seagulls coming at me.
That's too many.
There was a lady that had to stand up for me. She had to come and shoo the seagulls away, Tim. Have you ever been bullied by an animal?
No, that's sad. I haven't been bullied by an animal. Oh, what do you think those goats that keep headbutting you when you're in a petting zoo? And you're like, buddy, get out of it.
As if you're just saying, buddy, get out of it. You're screaming.
Mom! You know, just freaking out. Yeah, that's not ideal. You're not a pressure player. I've learned this about you. How did you handle it? Did you just throw the wrap and run?
I didn't end up finishing the wrap. I did end up putting it away. I had a few bites, obviously tried to get the most out of that wrap because I was hungry. The lettuce was getting taken by these seagulls. They were flying around my face. I thought, you know what, guys, this is all yours, but I'm not giving it to you. It's going in the bin.
You're smart. What it is, it's city birds.
Yeah.
Because they've got the gall because they know, well, yeah, we're in the big concrete world here. We know that these they're tough. They're like, we're not like these regular seagulls you got back home in Geelong.
Mm-hmm.
We mean business. Is that a ripper roll? I'll be having that ripper roll. They come over like West Side Story clicking. Come on,
literally,
boys.
Literally, mate. That's the vibe it was. And I've never felt more threatened.
Okay. This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
This is big news for a lot of, oh man, what age demographic would I put this in? I'm going to put this in the 35 pluses.
Okay.
I think big things coming to Avalon. There are flights coming out of Avalon that are going to be sending people to Bali.
What?
Which is normally, like, you know, if you want to get to Bali or you go to Dempsey Airport or whatever it is, you want to go get a Bintang singlet, you got to go all the way up to the city in Melbourne, you got to get on both highways, blah, blah, blah. It's a big trip.
It is.
We're offering it. Well, not where. Like, Avalon. Avalon is getting up and about. And after a decade, Jetstar is once again going to operate Avalon to Adelaide service. So I know, Davo, you've got family in Adelaide. That's the one that's always confused me why we don't go to Adelaide.
That's exciting for me, obviously. Directly impacts my life. So I'm really interested to hear about it.
Now, the chief executive for Jetstar said today that March next year, returning flights to Bali's Denpasar Airport, it's going to create a lot more seats. So, like, including the flights to Adelaide, to Brisbane as well is another one that was announced.
Cool.
330,000 new seats annually in and out of Avalon. They're going to, I don't want to go into the details because this is what it isn't about, but they're going to do this big sale of getting people up and
Brilliant.
About.
Great people, Jetstar. We love them here. And we love Avalon Airport.
Yeah, we
just
do.
Throwing it out there in case they need to do any sponsors.
The food at Avalon Airport and the car parking alone, that should get you over the line. The flights are after that.
But I mean, a trip to Bali. Everyone loves a trip to Bali.
Have you ever been?
Of course. I've been heaps of times. I'm a Bali bogan.
Yeah. So were you coming back with CDs and
in the day, I remember I had a $100 budget for DVDs and I had 100 DVDs coming home. Yeah, $1 per disc.
There was a lot. There was a lot. What do you think the demographic is of people that are heading to Bali these days? Because I've only been once. Something happened while I was over there and I vowed to never return again.
What happened?
And I haven't. It's like...
Another time?
Nah, it's not. It's like, I'll be completely honest. I had my drink spiked.
Oh.
And that was... I was in hospital for 9 of the 10 days.
That is awful.
So, yeah. But I was really lucky. Like, it could have been really worse. But I was like, I'm never going back.
I thought you were
going
to say, like, a dog stole your wallet or something.
I wish a dog stole my wallet. That would have been hilarious and cute.
The demographic, I think you either got your 18s through to your 24s.
And then there's a huge gap?
No, I think Bali's for everyone.
Get her on the billboard. We got a new ambassador for Bali.
Tourism Bali. Hook me up.
Yeah, I know. I know you want to go on a holiday. You've worked here for a whole 6 weeks and you must be bloody exhausted. We'll get you off to Bali in March next year. How does that sound?
Perfect.
There we go.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Dabo.